Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Behar, we hear about the mitzvah, the iser, of ribis, of lending money with interest. There is a separate mitzvah to lend money to a Jew, and when you do lend money to a Jew, you may not charge interest. The Torah says in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Al tikach me'ito neshech v'sarbis. However, the wording of the mitzvah seems strange at first glance. I can understand why one is not allowed to charge interest. In fact, that is the concept behind the term for interest. Neshech, al tikach me'ito neshech. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says in Parshas Mishpatim, in Sefer Shmos, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Chaf Dalid, he says, taking interest from someone you lend money to is like a bite from a snake, a neshech, a nishicha. The snake only leaves a tiny mark. The victim barely feels it at first, but then the venom grows and grows and spreads throughout the whole body until, Rachmana litzlan, it kills him. Interest, lending money with interest, is the same way. At first, it's nothing. How much is 5%? But the interest compounds and compounds until it consumes the borrower and literally buries him. So the reasoning behind the Isser of Ribis is understood. But the psukim in our parsha don't stop there. The Torah doesn't just say, Al tikach me'ito neshech v'sarbis. The Torah also adds the following in Pasuk Lamed Ches, Ani Hashem Elokechem. Asher otzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, laseis lachem, es eretz Kenaan lihios lachem le'elokim. I'm the Lord your God. What's the connection between the Isser of Neshech, of Ribis, and I'm the Lord that took you out of Mitzrayim? And I gave you Eretz Canaan. If this were a mitzvah that only applied in Eretz Canaan, that only applied in Eretz Yisrael, I'd understand. But it's not true. This is not a mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz. This is not a mitzvah that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It is, as the Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Samaches, the Sefer HaChinuch says it's a mitzvah that is noheges b'chol makom u'v'chol zman. So what's going on here? What's the connection between the Isser of Ribis and leaving Egypt and entering into Eretz Yisrael? The Maharal Miprague, Rav Yehuda Low, who died in 1619, asks this question in his Sefer Nesivos Olam in Nesiv Hatzdaka in Perek Vav, and he says the following beautiful and fundamental idea. The Maharal says that there is an essential difference regarding our development as a nation, not just historical, but much deeper than that. There is an essential difference regarding our development as a nation between leaving Mitzrayim and entering into Eretz Yisrael, into Eretz Canaan. Says the Maharal, Shelo na'asu Yisrael arevim ze biad ze, velo na'asu Yisrael mechubarim lihios am echad legamrei ad sheba'u la'aretz v'hayu b'yachad ba'aretz. Says the Maharal, we became a nation when we left Mitzrayim. We had a common goal, a common mission, we had a hierarchy of leadership, we have had a whole judicial process, etc., etc. We became a nation when we left Mitzrayim. But, says the Maharal, we did not become a community. We did not become a living entity linked together through an organic connection of individuals until we entered Eretz Yisrael. We became a nation with the Exodus, but we became a nation with the special quality of our raving zebaze, of being responsible for each other, linked to each other and with each other, connected to each other. That we only became when we entered into Eretz Yisrael. Once we entered into Eretz Yisrael, we became a body, where each limb, each organ became important and vital to the healthy workings of the organism as a whole. When we are commanded not to charge interest, we are reminded of our connection to each other. Al tikach me'ito neshech v'sarbis, etc. Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher otzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, laseis lachem es eretz Kanaan, lios lachem lelokim. You want to charge interest? You're thinking of biting a friend, so to speak, with venom? How can you? It's like asking your stomach to pay your hand so that your hand will feed you. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. You're one body. You're one entity. You're one organism. And that became a reality in Eretz Yisrael, and it is still a reality to this day. That reality of one organism, of one body, is felt in times of simcha and, Rachmana Litzlan, in times of tragedy. We are reminded regularly, daily, we are reminded that we are all one family, one nation, one body, one organism, each helping each other, caring about each other, davening for each other, and helping each other. May we continue this feeling of achdus in Eretz Yisrael and Emet Hashem around the world. Have an amazing day, everyone.